Well, West Ham have a new manager. Graham Potter says that he's very proud to be the new head coach of the Hammers. He's agreed a 2.5-year deal to succeed Julian Lopetegui at the London Stadium, and it's his first job since he left Chelsea back in April of 2023. And Potter says it was important that he didn't rush back into management.
I'm really, really excited to be here. It's an amazing club with a tremendous loyal fan base that's passionate, that's knowledgeable, that knows the football, that knows what they like, knows what they want, and I think it's a good fit.
Well, his first assignment will be a clash against Aston Villa in the third round of the FA Cup tomorrow. There are a couple of those FA Cup matches coming up this evening. Sheffield United take on Cardiff City, Premier League's Fulham take on Watford, and then Everton also in action against Peterborough. Moving to cricket news, the Betway SA20 gets underway tonight. Two-time defending champions, the Sunrisers Eastern Cape, take on MI Cape Town. St. George's Park will be the host of that opening match. Durban Supergiants begin their campaign tomorrow when they host the Pretoria Capitals at Kingsmead. Supergiants captain Keshav Maharaj hopes to see the Durban faithful back as they look to go better than they did last season.
Last year was absolutely phenomenal to see the support that we got, both at home and away. But, you know, hopefully we can continue that amazing, flourish, smart brand of cricket that we've been displaying from last season into this season, and, you know, add a bit of twist here and there to get one better. Then I'm sure the Durban fans will be proud. But urging them to come out in their numbers and show us their love and support.
So the Supergiants were beaten finalists last year and will hopefully go one better. Made some good acquisitions to their squad. Make sure that you get your tickets for tomorrow's clash. Ticketpros.co.za, 5:30 start. Finishing with tennis then. The draw for the Australian Open has been confirmed. Men's number one seed Jannik Sinner takes on Nicholas Jarry. Women's number one seed Aryna Sabalenka will face American Sloane Stephens. The second seeds Iga Swiatek will face Katerina Siniakova, while men's second seed Alexander Zverev takes on the French wildcard Lucas Pouliot. Novak Djokovic, he is ranked down in seventh. He's the seventh seed for the tournament, and he could take on Carlos Alcaraz in the last eight, should things go their way. Well, that's all from me for now. For the East Coast Radio Sport Team, I'm Nick Tatham.